Any way we can lower carbon footprints is worth pursuing. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Grishma Gadikota, associate professor and Kroll Sesquicentennial Fellow at Cornell University, looks into one.
Concrete is the second most widely used material on the planet after water. Cement production accounts for nearly 10% of all global greenhouse gas emissions. This challenge motivates transformative advances in lowering the carbon footprint of cement and concrete. The two major contributors to CO2 emissions during cement production are the process of converting calcium carbonate to calcium oxide, and fossil energy is actually used to produce cement. This calcium oxide is then used as a precursor for producing cement and construction materials. Two approaches can be used to decarbonize cement and concrete. The first approach involves capturing, converting, and storing CO2 emissions. The second approach involves innovative processes powered by renewable energy to produce cement and construction materials. As long as the cement industry continues to use calcium carbonate as a feedstock for producing cement, both approaches are needed to decarbonize the cement industry. One of the less explored but highly transformative approaches involves capturing and converting CO2 emissions to produce carbonates that can be reused as additives in construction materials. This now paves the way for innovative approaches to capture and convert CO2 emissions into carbonates using earth-abundant silicates, so these materials can be reused as additives in construction. This approach goes beyond conventional CO2 capture and geologic storage and helps close material cycles for producing sustainable and high-strength construction materials. These technologies are still in the developmental stages, but hold great potential for decarbonizing the cement and construction industry.
That was Grishma Gadikota of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.